Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh asserts India's fight against terrorism is now part of national defense doctrine. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates new multi-agency centre to strengthen country's efforts to deal with serious threats like terrorism and extremism. Government plans to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. President Draupadi Murmu confers Gyan Peeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagadguru Rambhadracharya. Russia and Ukraine agree to largest prisoner swap following peace talks in Istanbul. And javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra set to begin his campaign in Diamond League meet in Doha. And now the news in detail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that India's fight against terrorism is not just a matter of security, it has now become a part of the national defence doctrine. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh stated this while addressing the air warriors at the Bhuj Air Force Station in Gujarat today. He asserted that the current ceasefire means that India has kept Pakistan on probation on the basis of its behaviour. He added that if the behaviour improves, it is fine, but if there is any disturbance, harshest punishment will be given. The Defence Minister made it clear that Operation Sindoor is not yet over, saying eliminating of terrorism is the new normal of New India.
आतंकवाद के विरुद्ध लड़ाई केवल सुरक्षा का विषय नहीं बल्कि नेशनल डिफेंस डॉक्ट्रिन का यह हिस्सा बन चुकी है हम आपके साथ मिलकर इस प्रॉक्सी और हाइब्रिड वॉरफेयर को जड़ से समाप्त करेंगे अब हमारा भारत पहले का भारत नहीं है प्रधानमंत्री के नेतृत्व का यह नया भारत का जन्म हो चुका है हम हमारे आराध्य श्री राम के उस मार्ग का अनुसरण करते हुए आगे बढ़ रहे हैं जिसमें वह आसुरी शक्तियों के विनाश का प्रण लेते हैं ठीक उसी प्रकार श्री राम के आदर्शों का पालन करते हुए हमने भी
The minister also asked the International Monetary Fund to reconsider its financial assistance to Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that a large portion of the funds will be directed towards supporting terror-related infrastructure within Pakistan.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने यह स्पष्ट संदेश दे दिया है कि हमने शांति के लिए जितना अपना दिल खोल कर रखा है शांति को नष्ट करने वालों के विरुद्ध उतना ही अपना हाथ भी खोल कर रखा है एक और बात मैं यहां साफ कहना चाहूंगा कि ऑपरेशन सिंदूर अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ है जो कुछ भी हुआ है वह सिर्फ एक ट्रेलर मात्र था अब जब भी सही समय आएगा तो हम पूरी पिक्चर भी दुनिया को दिखाएंगे
Later in the day, Mr. Singh visited the Smriti Van Museum and paid tributes to those who lost their lives in the 2001 Bhuj earthquake. Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party president Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kickstart next week. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have termed the recent anti-terror operations in Kulgam and Pulwama districts as significant, resulting in the elimination of 6 terrorists. Addressing media in Srinagar, Major General Dhananjay Joshi, GOC Victor Force, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi, and IGP Operations CRPF Mitesh Kumar provided details of the 48-hour-long operation. IGP V.K. Birdi emphasized the importance of intensified counter-terror efforts following a recent incident in Pahalgam, adding that the operations were carried out without any collateral damage.
पहले उनको सेफली उस जगह से निकाला गया और उसके बाद सिस्टमैटिकली तरीके से सर्च करी गई एक एक घर को और एक एक करके अलग अलग जगह के ऊपर इन तीन टेररिस्ट को न्यूट्रलाइज किया गया। तो इस तरीके से ये दोनों जो ऑपरेशंस थे ये डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ टेरेन में हुए हैं, एक जंगलों में और ऊंची जगहों पर हुआ है, दूसरा जो है वैली फ्लोर के अंदर और गाँव के अंदर हुआ है। लेकिन दोनों ऑपरेशन को सक्सेसफुली जो अंजाम दिया गया वो शो करता है कि सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस टेररिस्ट कहीं भी हो उनको और न्यूट्रलाइज करेंगे।
In a significant nationwide outreach effort, a Tiranga Yatra is being held in various parts of the country to honor the courage and sacrifice of the Indian Armed Forces following the success of Operation Sindoor in response to the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. In Haryana's Hisar and Kurukshetra today, Tiranga Yatra was taken out in honor of the army and other security forces and the success of Operation Sindoor. MP Naveen Jindal from Kurukshetra, many senior BJP leaders and workers and citizens participated in the Tiranga Yatra. In Kerala, Tiranga Yatras were held at Calicut, Kannur and Palakkad this evening in honor of the armed forces for their decisive actions against cross-border terrorism. As part of the nationwide campaign, the Tiranga Yatra was conducted in Vijayawada today. The rally witnessed the participation of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Deputy Chief Minister Pavan Kalyan, BJP State President and MP Dagubati Purandeswari, along with thousands of people carrying the national flag. The procession moved through key locations in the city, with participants carrying an extended national flag and chanting patriotic slogans. Lieutenant General Kamaljeet Singh Dhillon, retired, a highly decorated officer of the Indian Army, has called upon the citizens to support the armed forces. Talking to Akashvani News, Lieutenant General Dhillon congratulated Indian Armed Forces for Operation Sindoor and said that our forces have given a befitting reply to Pakistan.
आज जब भारतवर्ष ने ये प्रण किया कि हम अपनी भूमि पर आतंकवाद को बर्दाश्त नहीं करेंगे और ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के तहत पाकिस्तान में आतंकी ठिकानों को निशाना बनाया और फिर पाकिस्तान द्वारा लड़ाई को बढ़ावा देने के बाद उनके एयर बेसिस को बर्बाद किया। इस वक्त मैं वर्दी में नहीं हूं, लेकिन दिल से मैं आज भी भारतवर्ष का एक सच्चा सिपाही हूं। आप कुछ भी कार्य कर रहे हो, आप कहीं पर भी हो, देश का सैनिक होने के लिए वर्दी पहनना जरूरी नहीं है। दिल से देश के उज्ज्वल भविष्य की कामनाएं होनी चाहिए। चले हम ये प्रण लेते हैं कि अपने तन मन धन और वफादारी ईमानदारी जिम्मेदारी से हम देश और देश की सेनाओं के साथ दृढ़ खड़े रहेंगे। जय हिंद।
Over 125 top trade leaders from across the country have decided to boycott all forms of trade and commercial engagement with Turkey and Azerbaijan, including travel and tourism. The decision was taken at a national conference of trade leaders convened by the Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, in New Delhi today. In a statement, CAIT said the resolution comes in response to the recent stand taken by Turkey and Azerbaijan to extend full support to Pakistan at a time when India is facing a sensitive and critical national security situation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the NewsOn AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Operation Sindoor is a unique symbol of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's strong political will, accurate information from intelligence agencies, and the infallible striking capability of the three armed forces. Mr. Shah said this after inaugurating new multi-agency centre in Delhi for intelligence sharing purpose. Our correspondent reports that the new multi-agency centre has connected all the intelligence, security, law enforcement and investigative agencies.
The new multi-agency centre has been constructed with a cost of 500 crore rupees. The centre will serve as the robust internal security grid of the country and will strengthen India's efforts to deal with serious threats like terrorism, extremism, organised crimes and cyber attacks. The new network is expected to elevate the quality of data analytics generated on the MAC network to a higher level, enabling accurate trend analysis, hotspot mapping and timeline analysis to give predictive and operational outcomes. The new multi-agency center will go a long way in combating the terror ecosystem, having intricate linkages with the organized crime. With Dipendra Kumar, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of the Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashvani News brings in a special series. Today we remember Paramveer Chakravorty, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey, who made supreme sacrifice during the Kargil War.
A resident of Sitapur district in Uttar Pradesh, Captain Manoj Kumar Pandey joined the National Defence Academy and Indian Military Academy and was commissioned as a lieutenant in the 1st Battalion, 11th Gorkha Rifles. Captain Pandey took part in a series of boldly led attacks during Operation Vijay, forcing back the intruders with heavy losses in Batalik, including the capture of Jubar Top. His words, "If death strikes before I prove my blood, I swear I will kill death," was a powerful expression of his unwavering determination and courage. On the night of 2nd and 3rd July 1999, during the advance to Kalubar as his platoon approached its final objective, it came under heavy and intense enemy fire from the surrounding heights. Captain Pandey, fearlessly assaulting the first enemy position, killed two enemy personnel and destroyed the second position by killing two more. He was injured on shoulder and legs while clearing the third position. Undaunted and without caring for his grievous injuries, he continued to lead the assault on the fourth position, urging his men, and destroyed the same with a grenade, even as he got a fatal burst on his forehead. This singular daredevil act of Captain Pandey provided the critical firm base for the companies, which finally led to the capture of Kalubar. He, however, succumbed to his injuries. Lieutenant Manoj Kumar Pandey showed most conspicuous bravery, indomitable courage, exemplary personal valor, outstanding leadership, and devotion to duty of an exceptionally high order in the face of the enemy, and made the supreme sacrifice. He was awarded Paramveer Chakra posthumously. The nation salutes him. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the 58th Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadracharya at a function in New Delhi. Jagatguru Rambhadracharya and renowned Urdu poet and lyricist Gulzar have been selected for this prestigious award for 2023. These eminent personalities have been honoured with this award for their outstanding contribution in the field of literature. Speaking on the occasion, the president congratulated Jagatguru Rambhadracharya and Gulzar for the Gyanpeeth Award. However, Gulzar could not attend the award ceremony as he is not well. President Murmu said that literature unites and awakens the society.
भारत यो ज्ञानपीठ इन दो शब्दों में भारत भूमि में विकसित ज्ञान तथा सृजन की परंपराओं की मूलभूत एकता व्यक्त होती है ये एकता पूरी भारत में व्याप्त भावनात्मक सांस्कृतिक और साहित्यिक एकता की अभिव्यक्ति है भारत की सभी भाषाओं के साहित्य में भारत की मिट्टी की महक होती है
In some international news, Russia and Ukraine have agreed to carry out the largest prisoner of war exchange since the onset of the conflict between the two countries. The decision was taken during the peace talks between Russian and Ukrainian delegations at the Dolmabahce Palace in Turkish city of Istanbul today. It marks the first direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in more than 3 years. Speaking at a news conference after the meeting, Ukraine's Defense Minister Umerov said the two countries have agreed to exchange 1,000 prisoners of war from each side. The Irish government has expressed deep concern over the increasing crackdown on civil society activists in Balochistan province of Pakistan and reaffirmed its commitment to monitoring human rights situation in the region. In response to a parliamentary question, Ireland's Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, Simon Harris, said, "The situation in Balochistan is deeply troubling and Ireland remains committed to ensuring their fundamental rights are respected globally." India's two-time Olympic medalist and reigning world champion in javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra, will participate in his first Diamond League meet of the season in Doha, Qatar today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh asserts India's fight against terrorism is now part of national defence doctrine. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates new multi-agency centre to strengthen country's efforts to deal with serious threats like terrorism and extremism. Government plans to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. President Draupadi Murmu confers Gyanpeeth Award on Sanskrit scholar Jagatguru Rambhadracharya. Russia and Ukraine agreed to largest prisoner swap following peace talks in Istanbul. And javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra set to begin his campaign in Diamond League meet in Doha. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.